and sank, zero, sank, sank, and got, six, zero, got, zero, got, six, zero, got, zero, six, set, zero, two, eight, six, set, zero, two, eight, six, zero, nine, eight,
got. Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or a $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Becca Van Kay of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update.
Melissa Mano reports for the Times Union how a lack of rain this summer has stunted this year's crops of vegetables. Scott Seeberger of Windy Hill Orchard in Rensselaer County said, and I quote, "Our biggest struggle right now is fruit size. Being an older farm, we didn't have the irrigation system that we would have liked, and we're probably two sizes down on fruit," end quote. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports that most of the local area is in a moderate drought. Last month, for instance, was Albany County's sixth driest July on record, with 1.82 inches of rain below normal, according to the Federal Integrated Drought Information System. Jim Zub, who owns West Wing Ag in Rensselaer and Washington counties, said, and I quote, "It's disheartening because you know that the crop is so damaged that it's not going to recover," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "We haven't seen a drought like this since the first year we bought this farm in 1983. And this is significantly worse because of the timing," end quote. He expects to get 30 bushels an acre of corn this year, rather than the normal yield of about 170 to 175 bushels per acre. "The timing is worse because costs for fertilizer and fuel are nearly double because of global inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine." Tessie Gifford on her farm in Gainsport said, and I quote, "The peppers are shriveling up on the plants. The beans feel hollow. Just this week when I pick eggplant, it mushes. It's spongy in my hand," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Meckel reports in Porcupine Soup that Cairo Town Supervisor Jason Watts and Councilperson Tim Powers are bickering in public again. At the town's August 17th meeting, at the end of the meeting, Power said, and I quote, "At the August 1st meeting, an executive session was called that was not on the agenda, and the reason being was for discussion of the recent lawsuit that was filed against the town of Cairo," end quote. Power started to say before Watts cut him off, and I quote, "Upon heading toward the private meeting room," end quote, Watts told Powers, and I quote, "Can't have this discussion. I'm going to put you on notice right now. You cannot have this discussion," end quote. Powers pressed back, and I quote, "No, I can have the discussion that you and Councilwoman Deborah Bogans banned me," end quote. Watts interrupted, saying, "We didn't ban you," end quote. Then Powers said, and I quote, "You tried to ban me from going into executive session," end quote. Watts responded, no, I didn't," end quote. Then Powers said, and I quote, "You tried to call a vote, and you both voted to kick me out," end quote. At one point, Watts said, and I quote, "This is my board," end quote. And Powers corrected him, saying, and I quote, "This is the people's board," end quote. Attorney Monica Kenny Keff is suing the town of Cairo and Watts and town council members Deborah Bogans, Michael Flattery, and Mary Jo Cords on behalf of Cairo residents Emmy Cross and Mountain View Enterprises, LLC, a company owned by Krepp's husband, Chris Krepp. They say the town acted, and I quote, "illegally," voting to split up more than $60,000 in HUD, U.S. Housing, Urban and Development Residential Rehabilitation Grant Funds, among three applicants. Powers was absent the night of that vote, so is not being sued. Watts and Powers frequently bicker with each other at town meetings. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Heather Bagshaw has quit her job as Greene County Tourism Director. On August 6th, she started a new job as the Vice President of Marketing with Destination Niagara USA. She said, and I quote, "Number one, it was just about a personal change. Ultimately, it was about career advancement. This opportunity affords me growth in my career, working with a great destination and team and working under President and CEO of Destination Niagara USA, John Percy, who is well known in the industry. It was a great career move for me, and that's basically the main reason. I did enjoy my time with Greene County. I love the people, but it was just time," end quote. Bagshaw became Green Tourism Director in February 2013 and was a Catskill Village Trustee from 2015 to 2018. Green County Administrator Sean Groden sung her praises. Groden said, and I quote, "She worked tirelessly. She automated a lot of things and brought technology to bear in the industry. We had the formation of the Tourism Advisory Committee under her, as well as the Business Advisory Committee under her. So she was very active, and she was very involved in the community," end quote. Groden said the county is looking for a replacement. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining subscriber or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 86 degrees. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
The weekend, Rip Van Winkle sandbar times are not great. On Saturday, it's only going to be from 4:30 to 5:30. And again, from 4:20 to 5:50 p.m. Now, you're still going to have underwater hazards, but the reason it's so short is because the dip in the river is not going to be as low as it was last week. Consequently, the tide coefficient is going to be low, so paddling will be easy. Anybody out there that, you know, has a hard time or just wants to be lazy paddling on the river, this is going to be your weekend for it. And on Sunday, that sandbar returns 5:50 to 7 a.m. and again 5 p.m. to 6:45. Now, keep in mind, there won't be very much sand showing, maybe an inch or two if it does, because the low just won't be as low. Okay, and looking way up, we see chances are still up for auroras reaching the states, even though the passing coronal mass ejection appears to be having a weaker impact than expected. Solar wind speed is currently 556.4 kilometers per second at 7.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently good enough for AM radio, but then things look okay for most frequencies. With the swirling plasma we're in, that could change at any time, though. The current sunspot number is 83. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Winter is coming.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Celia Graham of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number 10.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the January 6th hearings, which will finally determine the criminal culpability of former fake president Donald Jessica Trump. Now let's go to some behind-the-scenes DVD extras from his pre-recorded address to the nation on January 7th. Okay, whenever you're ready, sweetie.
And we are rolling. Everyone, please clear the set. We're rolling. Thank you. Okay, Mr. President, you're on in five.
You got this, bitch.
Three, two.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday.
Sing out, Louise.
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say...
Just say you're a big fat loser.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Let's take that again.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday's a hard word for me.
Yesterday. Such a complicated word to say. When his dentures start to slip away, he's not okay with yesterday. Plain to see how he screwed with our democracy. Binging Big Macs while he watched TV. This just ain't on our history. When the votes came through, they were blue instead of red. So he said, if you staged a coup and went to bed, this guy, and the hypocrites who still comply.
Joined now by the man everyone's talking about, Attorney General Garland. Judy, seditious conspiracy, espionage, bad hair. What the hell is it going to take to nail this guy? No pressure.
The Justice Department has been doing the most wide-ranging investigation in its history.
Well, step on it, sis, because he's getting ready to announce, and we cannot let him be president again. I'm running out of show tunes.
The Justice Department has, from the beginning, been moving urgently to bring to justice everybody who's criminally responsible for interfering with the peaceful transfer of power.
We said, girl, time to go.
He said no.
That piece of trash. He cried, stop the steal, grab the wheel, and try to crash the country's history. On that awful January day, when Josh Hawley tried to join the fray.
What?
Cried the slimy, awful GOP when they broke into his property for national security. He's done every crime, now it's time to crush this clown. Go and lock him up, or he'll flush this country down the toilet. Yesterday, please don't take us back to yesterday. Together, DOJ, and prosecute like yesterday. Lock him up like yesterday.
Please!
We will have the evidence.
Step on it, sis.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Number nine, number nine,
number nine, nine, nine. There's a madman from Manhattan. A man's hat and a floor mat made of satin. But this cat was not like this or that, but that which was aptly named for a man whose plan is a dime in a can downstairs for a dollar. If he can win the
number
8 8 8 8 8 8.
Matthew Shipp on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums. This is the Matthew Shipp Trio from their 2022 album World Construct. This is Beyond Understanding. Thank you.
number 7.
Next, we hear from reedist Daniel Carter, bassist William Parker, drummer Gerard Cleaver, and pianist Matthew Shipp from their 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2. This is the title track on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Black MIDI with 2022 new music. The song's called Welcome to Hell.
Number
5 5 5 5 5 5.
Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 Thank you.
That was Aaron Dillaway, who co-founded the band Wolf Eyes and has performed in this area at the Avalon Lounge and Bard College in recent years for Wave Farm projects. He's also been an artist in residence at Wave Farm several times. The song was called Blue Studies for Tom Smith, a fellow noise artist, Tom Smith, who passed away recently.
Number
three. Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums.
Number
two.
All right, here is 2022 new music from U.S. Girls or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
You sent me a thumb down. Triggers with lungs, they run.